flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And we got a special guest. Fresh off a very busy week at the Senior Bowl, Mason Taylor for the LSU tight end by way of St. Thomas Aquinas joins us. Mace, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Great. Thanks for having me.
No, hey, listen, it's great to have you. But I watched NFL Network. I think we all did. I was talking to Kim Bocamper. We're all sitting back and watching one-on-one drills and team drills. And I always wonder, what is it like with so many people in the league, the people are going to make those decisions literally like huddled around you guys while you're working out. What is that like?
Oh, yeah, it's different for sure. And I think just kind of building your confidence up in, at something like LSU and being in the college and being in front of that environment, it makes it pretty easy. So being in front of those guys, yeah, is definitely some pressure, but I think it's a privilege to be there in that situation. And it's an honor to go showcase your talent on a level like the Senior Bowl for sure.
Hey, Mason, so you go you played for 3 years. You jumped right into it. Everybody's kind of curious, hey, how's this going to work for him? But you leave a school like St. Thomas Aquinas, where you guys play, obviously, like so many kids down here in South Florida, against great competition. What was that jump like going to an SEC school like LSU where you played right away and had success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty smooth for me. St. Thomas Aquinas, the structure there, and Coach Harriet does a great job of getting these kids ready to play at the next level. And I think just playing with the best of the best your whole life, going to LSU, I mean, it was a pretty smooth transition, and I think that's just compliments to the way I was raised, just being disciplined and being on top of my work. I think when I got to LSU in the summer, it was a pretty smooth transition for sure.
Yeah, man, I could tell. Listen, we're watching all the games. We could see that. So you get there to the with the best, now that it's juniors and seniors at the Senior Bowl, the top guys, you're one of the top juniors. I'm just curious, so what's the game plan going into that? You want to show them you can block? You want to show them you can get one-on-one win? What's going through your mind at that event?
Yeah, going there and showing the complete tight end I am was the most important thing for sure, and that's doing everything in the run game, the pass game, and in protection. So being that guy that takes pride in not coming off the field and being on the field for every down and being that guy, that answer for every part of the game in football is definitely important for me to go showcase there.
Mason, I know the interviews, and a lot of times agents will coach their clients up, and I was talking about you, knowing you for so many years. I said, Mason doesn't have to be coached up on what to say. He's like his dad, man. He's going to tell you, and you're going to see what he is. You'll find out. You don't have to. What were the interviews like for you with teams?
Oh, it was awesome. And the Reese's Senior Bowl, they let us. They gave us the opportunity to meet with every single team, so we kind of had a rotation with that. And getting to meet all those guys and talk to them face-to-face, and it was a great experience for sure.
Hey, Mace, do you get a feel like certain teams are more interested than other teams? When we kind of have a feel for the teams that, because the tight end position's really exploded in the NFL again, it looks like it's become a lot more important, which is great. But did you get a feel for certain teams maybe being more interested in you?
I don't think so. I think a lot of it at the Reese's Senior Bowl is just to get to know the team and the scouts. So just some general questions and answers. But I think towards the combine and towards the end of the process, I definitely think that you could start kind of winding down towards the teams that actually would want the opportunity to take you. Yes, sir.
So you got the pro day, you got the combine. You talk about staying in great shape since you finished up at LSU. It just never stops. How important is that 40-yard dash? Everybody talk. You can't go anywhere, Mace, where somebody, I'm sure it happens to you, like, hey, what's your fastest 40? What are you going to run? So how important is that for you coming up?
Oh, it's really important. Through the whole pre-draft process, just training to get your body in the best shape of your life. So, I mean, that's the goal right now, to keep training. Down here and perform and just keep pushing each other, and all the NFL guys that they have here just keep pushing each other and getting better every single day.
It's got to be kind of cool because your father, I'm going back showing my age now, Jason was at the Senior Bowl, and he tore it up. Like, he went from this Akron kid and everybody's going, damn, this guy, he's a player. I remember Jimmy Johnson talking about it. Then he's up there. That had to be really cool to have your dad up there with you for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was on the road recruiting, so him coming and showing that support was great. And he was bouncing from Atlanta back to Mobile, recruiting guys for University of Miami. So him being there and his pass there at the Senior Bowl is definitely great to see.
Everybody's been raving about this tight end class. I know, Mace, everybody talking about your week was fantastic. Elijah Arroyo kind of jumped up there a little bit. I know Tyler Warren's up there with you and some other guys. What'd you think about Elijah Arroyo? I'm sure your father's talked about him a little bit. Did you get a chance there? Were you guys working out together?
Yeah, he was on the other team. He was on the national team, so we got to speak briefly. But, you know, he's a great player, and I think all those guys in the tight end class, like you said, we have a loaded class. I think there's attributes in every single one of them, and I don't think you can go wrong for sure.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep, each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, hey, let me ask you about all the South Florida guys. I see Shamar Stewart from Pace, Xavier Restrepo, Deerfield Beach, Rashard Smith, Paul, the list goes on of South Florida guys. You guys all kind of tearing it up. I think the competition you face in high school really helps you so the jump is not so crazy into the college and now getting ready for the pros. You feel that way just playing down here?
Yes, sir, for sure. Like I said, at St. Thomas Aquinas, I think you play the best of the best. And compliments to Coach Harriet teaching us and being showing us the ways of doing everything right. And I think being down here and playing like all these schools like American Heritage and all these other schools is you're playing the best of the best every single week. So that transition definitely helps when you go to the next level.
I always wonder, so how many calls you get from your uncle Zach or father Jace? Is that always ongoing with you got a pretty good gene pool there, my man, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whether I'm going to their house to go eat or getting on the phone with my dad, yeah, we're definitely in touch for sure.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, listen, it's been great to watch and everything else. So take me forward now. Like, I know you work out like a maniac because I do know I've heard about your workouts and how hard you work out. Do you have to give the body a little bit of a rest here before you get rolling on the LSU pro day and getting ready for the combine, or do you just go straight through now?
Everything's kind of straight through. I think you're just taking care of your body as you're doing so. I mean, right now we're on a strict 6-day workout, so we're off on Saturdays, and I think that's just how it is. I think everyone's doing it, and it's just the longest process of your life right now, and it's going to be the longest year of your life going into training and then rookie mini camp and then camp. So, I mean, it's just a long year. So, yeah, definitely taking care of your body through the process. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to work hard. So, just being able to manage that and maintain both of those things are key for sure.
Mace, before I let you go, is there a guy you kind of look at in the NFL and you go, I'm kind of that kind of player, or I can be that kind of tight end, that's going to be what I want to be? Is there one or two guys that you kind of have your game after?
Yeah, I like George Kittle. George Kittle, how he goes and has fun with the game, how he's always laughing, throwing guys on the floor, running routes, scoring touchdowns, and just enjoying the game of football, and then also how he's the complete tight end. He's the answer for their run game, pass game, and in protection. So him doing everything he needs to do for the team and enjoying it is something I like to look up to for sure.
Mason, I think he's the best overall tight end by far in the National Football League when you put it all together. I'm with you, man. God bless how he learned how to block like that. That's crazy stuff. Mace, it's been nice talking to you, man. I really appreciate you sitting out in the parking lot before you go into your workout. Thank you so much. Good luck. I hope I get to see you soon there, kiddo.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Mason Taylor, former LSU tight end.